We've talked about Shirley and her sort of later folk dancing days, but online I've got Arthur Turnbull, who knew her in her ballet days. How are you going, Arthur?
I'm going very well. I didn't know her in her early ballet days. It was only later days.
The later ballet days, then?
Oh, the later days, later dancing days. Yes.
So you danced with her? You were a dancing partner with her?
No, we used to go around do the Woolshed Balls and the Narial Gatherings and the local dance halls. That was what they term as the colonial or the traditional dancing. Betsy would be known as old-time dancing.
And so what brought you to dancing, and how did you get to meet Shirley?
Let's get back to Borovansky times, where Shirley was with the Borovansky early stages. She was one of the student members of the early one, very beginning, and that's where her place is. And she was a classmate of Margaret Walker, Friar Walker, and Eva Siegel. And they were the early stages. Anyhow, Shirley went on to, as you had mentioned about in the chemistry. And then her hobby was with the dancing, because she loved it. She was too tall, for one thing, then. She was about 5'7". And so she went more leaning towards the traditional dancing. She was with the Unity Dance Group from the New Theatre and other places, isn't it? And I knew her. She came to my classes one time, and Ray Dowdle. Ray Dowdle brought her in. I didn't know Shirley Andrews before then. That was 1969. And they did part of the class, or rather Ray did, but Shirley, her main wanting to do the class was strengthen her injured arm from a ski fall on Mount Hotham. So I advised her not to do it. But we chatted afterwards, and the main reason why they were there, Shirley wanted a partner, and so Ray thought I'd be suitable, and that was the point of them coming. That's how I met Shirley Andrews, 1979. And the first ball we went to was held at the Anzac Hall in Royal Park, an old utility hall that had served at times during the Second World War. And that's where the first ball was held, and then went to Central Hall in Brunswick Street.
What brought you to folk dancing or traditional social
Shirley
dancing?
Oh, did.
Right.
Shirley did.
So you can blame her for your dancing.
Oh, in a way. But we had an interest in the actual dance itself, and so in later years, used to take her to the ballet and even in the wheelchair. I used to put her in the wheelchair so she could see her favourite ballets and people that she wanted to see. And, you know, dance was a very, very strong bond.
Now, we know her folk dancing. What were her favourite ballets?
Swan Lake, Romeo and Juliet, a lot of the early de Basel company ballets, and of the recent ones, very little. Mainly the older ones.
Do you have any knowledge of her early ballet days, what she actually danced?
She danced in Borovansky's ballet. He choreographed a piece called Poltava, music by Smetana, and set in Czechoslovakia. And the ballet was about the spirit of the river flowing through Czechoslovakia to the Rhine and at the sea.
Now, this is where Borovansky was from, is that right, Czechoslovakia?
Yes, that's right.
And
yes.
He got stuck here when war broke out.
World War II.
Did Shirley actually sort of teach you the dances, or did you already know some of the dances before?
I knew some of the dances, but when I went along, she was a teacher in a way. But they're easy to pick up because they're pretty set. But the difficult part was the set groups. If they're in quadrille, in pairs or fours or threes, that was where the difficult side was, where the interchangings and the changing of partners and positions.
Had you had a long history of dancing before you?
I started in 1947. properly. When I say properly, beforehand I dribbled around in and out of different schools, but 1947 I went to the Borovansky Ballet Academy in Lizard Street.
So you are another. You're another one of these who sort of changed over from or added folk traditional social dancing to your dance repertoire.
It's part of, you know. Once you're into dance, you like a lot of things really, and in the ballets you'll find in the Nutcracker you'll find a lot of the traditional dances in it.
Arthur, thanks a lot for having a chat with us and reminiscing about Shirley.
Okay, Ricky. Yep.
Thanks a lot.
I hope everything's been well with you.
Oh, it has, quite well.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Arthur Turnbull there, who used to dance with Shirley. We'll go to another bush dance CD, and this is from the Bush Music Club up in Sydney Way. This has slightly more of a Scottish feel to it, as you'll find.